as we often encounter in the Gospels, Jesus asks a question. And the gospel is directed to a particular person or group of people. But every time we hear one of these questions of Jesus, we can imagine he's asking us. So did you catch the question in the gospel? Do you understand all these things? So do you? Do you understand all these things? The disciples said yes, they did. What's your response? First, maybe like, what are these things to which he is referring? For the third Sunday now, we're reading through Matthew chapter 13, the discourse of the parables. And each week, in his attempt to reveal to us the face and the heart of our Heavenly Father, the reality of what it means to be in a relationship with him, he's giving us these images, these parables of the kingdom, these mysterious expositions, using the common things of the day to draw us into a deeper meditation, a pondering, a contemplation of the kingdom. So after this third installment of these parables, do you understand all these things? These great images that we have this morning. The man who seems to randomly come across this great treasure buried in the field. This man who is searching for a treasure and finds that pearl of great price. Speaks to the truth of your heart. Like maybe like the first man, you don't know what you're looking for, but you're looking for something. Or maybe you know what you're looking for and you're hoping to find it. We have the image that we're all familiar with as we go to the beach. Usually early in the morning, there's a man walking with a metal detector and his little contraption to sift through the sand. He's hoping to find something there. There's an expectation that he will come across something, and he's willing to spend his time, to waste his time, in hopes of finding that great treasure. Oftentimes it's a bottle cap or a piece of trash, but yet he never gives up. His confidence, his hope, is that one day he will find that great treasure, that pearl of great price. What are you looking for? Where are you looking? What are you hoping to find? Your heart is made to look for and to find God. Have these parables, these last few weeks, opened up your heart to that reality? Have you been contemplating this great mystery of this kingdom of God, this kingdom that Christ came to proclaim, this kingdom of God that he sent his disciples out to proclaim? Have you wrestled with it? Have you felt those seeds being planted? Has your heart been softened? Have they sprung roots? Have they begun to produce fruit? Or is your heart still rocky and hard? Have the anxieties of this world and your desire for riches and wealth choked out the seed, the word of God from your life? Has that small little seed begun to produce great fruit in your life? Has that small bit of yeast begun to do miraculous change in your life? Can you see that fruit, that seed, that yeast in the lives of the people around you? Are you allowing them to bring the kingdom of God into your life? Are you still upset and mad and bothered because there are weeds in your garden? That not everyone thinks the way that you think, and not everyone has responded to the gospel the great way that you have. Or have you realized that there's a big part of your heart that's still very weedy, and you're thankful that they haven't come to rip it out yet, that God has given you chances after chance after chance to repent, to convert? Are you willing to sell everything for this great gift, this great treasure, this great pearl of great price? Have you decided to put God first in your life? Because as we've heard time and time again, unless God is our first thing, our only thing, He really is nothing. Even though we can go through the motions and we can play the good game, unless we put Him first, that seed will be choked out. The birds will come and pluck it away. And in the end, at the end, when they come to separate, if we don't convert, we'll be thrown into the fiery furnace. Have we decided to put God first in our life? Has He truly become your pearl of great price? He's inviting you today to make once again this radical decision to surrender your life to Him, so that nothing will come before Him. The great King Solomon in the first reading, what a wonderful opportunity he had. How would you have responded to this offer? God basically said, ask me for whatever you want. He didn't ask for riches or a long life. He didn't ask for his enemies to be destroyed. He asked for a listening heart, an understanding heart, so that he could perform his job well. Jesus tells us in the Gospels to seek first the kingdom of God. It's the motto that our new bishop has chosen. Seek first the kingdom, and then everything else will be added unto you. Be in search of that treasure. Go looking for that pearl. For the last 10 years or so, towards the end of my time in seminary, this passage strikes me in a different way. Because one night, we had some free time from the seminary, and five or six of the guys, we went out to dinner. And we were sitting around the table having a good time, sharing laughs, and just cutting up, just doing what, you know, young men do. And which intrigued our waitress. And she came at one point and said, so what's going on? Did your wives give you a pass for the night? Not understanding who we were. And so the next time she came by the table, one of the guys said, you may not believe this, but we're all in the seminary. We're all going to become priests, so we won't be married. We won't have wives. And she was not sure how to take it. She kind of went on. Then a subsequent trip back, she said, So you're never going to be married? Aren't you afraid you'll be lonely? And someone said, you know, I've got lots of married friends, and many of them are lonely in their marriage. So I know that marriage isn't the answer to loneliness. And this led in an opportunity for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with this woman. Because we, all of us around that table, were what we would call like second career. We didn't go straight from high school or straight from college. We had other jobs before seminary. And in some way, we had some measure of success, as big or as small. All of us have been pursuing an earthly life. And St. Thomas Aquinas says that if God's not first, we have these counterfeit gods, usually as power and pleasure and wealth and honor. And each one of us could go around the table and we could tell her and tell you which gods we were chasing. But we found the pearl of great price. We found that great treasure and we surrendered our life to Jesus Christ. We sold everything out of joy for the one thing that means everything. Have you made that decision for Jesus Christ? Or are you still fighting against these counterfeit gods that promise us something and can never come through? We can maybe have some kind of meager success and maybe great success in this world, but it will never satisfy your heart. You will never be able to rest. You will never find any peace until you surrender your life to Jesus, until you seek first the kingdom, until you find the treasure, until you find the great pearl. Christ is inviting you today. Do you understand all these things?